You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.
Yes, Darren, thank you very much. It's a night here where Galway United clashed so much in the First Division over recent years. Of course, anyone from a maroon or white perspective will have fond memories of the last trip down south. Dangerous chance just comes in here from Alisa and Solo from the right-hand side. It's the first big opportunity of the game. It's caught us mid-flow. Thankfully, Brendan Clark was alive to the situation. I was just about to say, as we welcome Falk Distraught, Budgie Burning here as well. So many good memories of last season. The Francie Lombarda down to the goal to the right-hand side was nearly the moment of the season. Conor Keefe thought he was in the Eurovision at the time, but now we're back in the big box here, and it's a big, big game tonight for the men in maroon.
Absolutely, and it was certainly great to see Regan Donlan back in it, but you thought his return wasn't going to last for very long. There was a crude challenge there by the Waterford centre half, Horton on him, and I thought his recovery was finished just before, even before it started. But that's an indicator of the intensity that we might expect here at the Saint. Big Waterford crowd, real football crowd, and the stakes, as you said, are of the highest order.
And as always here down in the RSC, we have a wonderful viewing point from a little bit of a distance. It has one of these grounds here in Ireland that has the running track around it, of course, and that's a good turnover by Ed McCarthy up towards Stephen Walsh. We have that fantastic view. We're right in the middle of the Waterford supporters as well, as you might have picked up on the microphones here as well. And United with another interception from McCormack over towards Carlos Sullivan. Two changes from the side that were defeated by Bowes last time out. In comes Stephen O'Walsh. And talk about Mr. Galway United himself. That's 305 games now, Bernie. A remarkable servant in maroon or white.
He's the heart and soul of the football club, and he's an example to every child who plays football in Galway of what you can achieve if you put your mind to it, in terms of discipline, respect for the jersey, and a heart that is absolutely of the highest order.
Now Walsh is going for a header, and he puts it just past the right hand side post. He's got 48 from goals in maroon or white. He was inches away from getting another one there.
Indeed, it wouldn't be any harm to see him add to that tally tonight, but again, two big Waterford centre halves, but it remains to be seen what heart they have when they're up against Stephen Walsh.
Yeah, so as we said, two changes to that side that was defeated by Bowes last time out. Of course, a little bit of an extended break for John Caulfield's side. Sligo Rovers, shall we say, a little bit naughty or a little bit mischievous in terms of getting the game off. He was called off in either way. It's an extended break. It just means that that game now is refixed for the Monday week, the 22nd. So that just adds to a congested fixture calendar that's thick and heavy for John Caulfield's side. But the 11 that start tonight, see Brendan Clark in goal as Waterford forced another turnover, but good interception there by Regan Donlan up towards Stephen Wall. So Killian, we have Regan Donlan just at left back there, the Dunmore man, who's been in the war so far. We're only 7 minutes in. A game that was delayed due to a dispute with the referees. They're looking for an extra few bobs. So all games in the League of Ireland tonight were delayed for 5 minutes as a result of their ongoing protest. Rob Slevin is back in the RSC. He played 15 times here earlier on in his career. Killian Bruder, Stephen Walsh, we mentioned also, David Hurley, Carlos Sullivan, Vince Borden, Conor McCormack will captain the side. That's 100 games for him in maroon. Ed McCarthy and Genoa and Sua are the starting lineup. That two changes then is sees Stephen Walsh and Regan Donlan replace Aidan Durbin and Al Kazim on left back there as well. So it's a game that's maybe a little bit delayed, Bernie, as well. Both sides 7.5 minutes in, they had a good chance. Brendan Clark save, we had a good chance. Stephen Walsh probably sums up how even the game is today.
Yeah, it's a greasy evening here, and you know, the ball has a bit of a travel on it, a bit of a spin, so it's a control of a crucial in the centre of the park. So there's a big onus on Conor McCarthy and Vince Borden. Dave Hurley is playing a little bit in front of them in a more advanced position, but we saw a one man who is impeccable throughout the season, Ed McCarthy, lose possession there, and that nearly led to a Waterford score. So really holding the ball and the ability to, you know, be disciplined when you have possession is all important.
Yeah, so the starting lineup then for Keith Long's side, of course they had a fine victory last time out up against his former club, Bohemians, and of course now managed by his former assistant manager only a couple of weeks ago in terms of Anil Reynolds. That was a fantastic victory for his side that night as they continue attack down the right-hand side. That's well kept in play. Regan Dolan's defended, who comes off his back, and Sua will head it away at the near post up towards the edge of the area. Flicked on, Parsons has an opportunity. Vince Borden is there just about to stop it. Now the shot comes in from distance. Oh, what a save by Brendan Clark. He mightn't have had a lot to do after since the earlier couple of minutes in the game. He was at full stretch there. A shot from the edge of the area. That's a fantastic save.
Yeah, but it goes also too to say, like, if you're sloppy in your clearances or sloppy in possession, the ball went to McCormack and he had an excellent drive. But it was apparent really that we were a bit off him. We shouldn't have given the ball away as easily as we did. And that's a disappointing feature, that on one or two occasions when the defence have been jittery, that Waterford has shown their ability to be able to pounce on that. But we have to contend with their corner now.
Yeah, so it's the first corner of the game. It's down towards our left-hand side, under the scoreboard on a lorry here. It'll be a right-footed in-swinger. They've swarmed a bunch of bodies on the penalty spot. That's where it goes. It's headed away, though, by Vince Borden. David Hurley adds a bit of interest onto it, up towards Carlo Sullivan, who's battling for possession in front of the Galway United dugout. Tries to boot it down the line. It does make its way slowly towards Ed McCarthy, who switches it, and then switches the ball quickly over towards the left-hand side. Ball is slightly behind David Hurley, so that just stalls that momentum, and instead it's the home side coming down that right-hand side again. They've gone down that side a lot to date here in the opening start to this game. Still going, the cross comes in. It's neither a cross or a shot in the end as we hit the 10-minute mark here in the RSC. Still scoreless. A game that's lively. We've seen the opportunities on both sides. United do have to be careful, and I just wonder, is Regan Donlan just starting to suffer a little bit? He got clattered earlier on at the start of the game. He's down again, and Richard's gone out to have a little bit of a look here.
I'm not sure that he'll be able to continue for much longer, as you say, Jonathan, because that challenge from Norton was crude at the beginning. I failed to understand how the referee didn't censure it, because he came through ball in man. He played it on, but I thought it was as clear a yellow card as I've seen this season. However, I think, as we pointed to, I think we're going to see
Kazim is stripped and ready
ready to come in, and that's very unfortunate, because I think in the absence of Regan Donlan and Colm Horgan, I think we're not as strong. Both players have very good attributes, but I'd prefer to go with the Galwegians at this stage of the season until the grounds perhaps become harder. But they'll be good men if they take the shirts off them when everybody are fit and ready.
Yeah, and so it's the Dunmore man off, it's the Colchester man on at left back. That's a disappointment to Regan Dolan. He's starting to make his way out. Seems to be holding like his left shin perhaps as a result of that collision there earlier on. So one to keep an eye on. He has had his injury worries over the years, but that one was not one you'd say as a muscle injury, anything like that. More of an impact from a bad challenge. And it has forced John Caulfield to make an early change. Now Rob Slevin's under pressure here from Páraic Almond, but as well, Páraic Almond, 5 goals in 9 games so far. He's an experienced striker from across the water. He's come back home, and he's a very, very dangerous outfit.
Yeah, well, we just have to kind of keep tabs on him, because his record speaks for himself. And important, I think, that we get a foothold in midfield. If you get the foothold in midfield, I think you can begin to, you know, ponder. But Ed McCarthy has to work very hard. He's coming over right and left. He's assigned on the left back, but we've seen him off, you know, over here on the right-hand side to support the players. And that's a good sign of the spirit in the team and the intensity. But it's also an indicator that Waterford look menacing when they have the possession.
Yeah, it's that usual variation of that kind of 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1 formation from John Caulfield's side tonight. The back four is now one change. Kazim now at left back. Inside him, the two centre-halves, Killian Bruder and Rob Slevin, and Sua at right back. Middle of the field then, you see a conversation ongoing between Conor McCormack and Vince Borden. When they're attacking, they're the two sitting. David Hurley is just in front of them. You have Carlos Sullivan on the right, Ed McCarthy on the left, and Stephen Walsh up top is now how Galway United look out. For the home side, it's Sam Sargent in goal, it's Dara Power, Rob Ryan Burke, Grant Norton, who put in that heavy little bit of reducer on Regan Donlan a little bit earlier on. You have Ronan McDonald, who's called up to the Northern Ireland squad in recent months. Ben McCormack, Páraic Almond, we talked about the danger he is up top. Conor Parsons, another live wire. Malise Masoa, who has had a dangerous opportunity from the right hand side a couple of moments ago as well. Daryl Leahy will captain the side, and Harry McAdam complete the starting lineup. for Keith's long side. Con McCormack has won the ball back, much to oohs and ahs the home side. He's given a long ball down the left hand side where Stephen Walsh is putting a low warrior. He's going down the left hand side, and then he shoots from a very difficult angle. Didn't really have a lot of support. It was, talk about Mr. Galway United man hunting on his own there. He needed some support.
Yeah, well, it was very encouraging to see the out ball used to good effect. He was under severe pressure when he took the shot away, but it's good to see him that McCormack trusted him, as indeed he would and should. And when he got the opportunity, he ran at the wall of defence. And that's what you need in the early stages, to give them a problem or two, something to think about and make them withdraw a little bit.
Quite the battle there between Nsue and Parsons. Nsue wins it. Nice ball down the right-hand side where David Hurley's trying to cut in on his left. He does. He's surely fouled there as well. And I think Darragh Lee will be a little bit lucky if he only gets away with a bit of a telling off here as well. Cynical enough challenge as Hurley cut into the area.
Yeah, well, I don't think he needed to go for the player. I think the end line was going to win out, but we have a good free kick in a dangerous position now, and you'll expect David Hurley and Conor McCormack to have a summit and ensure that there's plenty of time and maybe frustration on the Waterford side before they see exactly what the United pair have in mind.
We're about to hit the 15 minute mark here in the RSC. It's pretty much a short corner for Galway United, just on the edge of the penalty area, right hand side. The usual duo are giving the right and left footed option here as well. That is Conor McCormack and David Hurley, who's fouled a couple of moments ago. United bunched on the penalty spot over on the left hand post. You'd imagine this will be an in-swinger from David Hurley's trusty left boot. Certainly created a bit of excitement on the Waterford bench. Keith Long was out straight away with a notebook there as well, keeping an eye on getting a defensive shape in situ. So here comes the free kick. It's left short for David Hurley, who drives it near post and into the side netting on this side. Yeah, could see what they were trying to do, but it didn't have a lot of juice in the shot in the end.
There was something to admire in the aspiration, but the execution was a little bit short. But no harm indeed. And in the last few minutes, Galway on their attacking forays have threatened, and it's a bit more encouraging to see the midfield kind of create something for the front men.
Sam Sargent must have been watching a good few away sides in recent weeks. So I'm thinking back to the game in Dundalk, I think back to the game in Derry. Galway really, really pushed up on the kickouts. They had gone into that type of shape as well. Sargent wasn't taking any risk. He's pretty much booted it from goalkeeper to goalkeeper. The ball is in the hands now of Brendan Clark, who made that fine save a couple of moments ago. Rolls it out now towards Rob Slevin, right hand side, but he boots it left footed up towards Stephen Walsh. Gets ahead on it. It'll break now behind Carlo Sullivan. Backsides into the ball and does well. Spins past Lee. He's still on going. And then another cynical challenge comes in, this time from Ryan Burke. It's a very similar position to a couple of moments ago. Paul Norton, who is the referee for tonight, he's called over the Waterford player. It's going to be another telling off, but again, that's good play from Carlo Sullivan. Like, not a lot he can do there. He spun his man well and just attacked down the right hand side, and we'll see what United have up their sleeve here now.
Well, I know the referees took a little bit of break for themselves, but that man must be taking a break from putting his hand in his pocket. But it isn't just in terms of that he's a cabin man or anything. It's something to do with, like, you know, a little bit of license that he's affording. That's three challenges, no card for anyone. And certainly if he wasn't going to give one for the first, it'll take an earthquake for him to kind of censure that defence.
Yes, 70 minutes in, the notebook is definitely left in the dressing room. But United do have another dangerous set piece here. This one a little further back towards the sideline here as well. United more swarmed in a bunch area across the penalty box now, all spread around the place. David Hurley to play the first time. It's landed in on top of the goalpost. Sargent gets his two fists on it, headed back, and then a flying kick. Oh, that would have been an outstanding goal from Stephen Walsh. A bit of a scissors kick through the air. He got decent connection in it. That's not a bad save.
Not a bad save from Sargent, and Stephen is asking questions. So three consecutive efforts by United now, lifting the siege a little bit, and a lot to do with the powerful central defence there. And as we speak, McCormack has a good header. He's not the tallest man, but he's effective.
Yeah, we're coming up to 80 minutes of action here in the first half. Still scoreless, but a lively game so far. Maybe the home side dominated the opening start of the game, but since then, United are certainly asking a couple of questions. Just the one goal in the Premier Division so far, that was an earlier one at Weavers Park, where it's Drogheda United who lead Derry City by a goal to nil. Scoreless in all the remainder games in the Premier Division. Just the one goal also in Division 1, and that sees Wexford lead Co-Ramblers by a goal to nil. Scoreless everywhere else, as indeed it is here, as United have a throw-in just outside the edge of their dugout, and Sua now will throw it down the line. Up it goes. It's headed away by Burke infield, where David Hurley gets his left boot on. And then McCarthy outside the right encourages Carlo Sullivan to get forward. He holds the ball in play. He's still going to take on his man. Bound to the byline. Has he won his first corner of the game? No, it'll be a throw in here. Sullivan is still a constant threat down that side.
Absolutely. Great to see a direct running winger that will check his man on and examine him. He's far stronger than you might think, and did exceptionally well when he played centre forward in Stephen's absence some time ago. A good player, and can supply the kind of crosses that United need. And the big throw now from Ed McCarthy.
Yeah, Ed McCarthy. We saw Megan Campbell to full flow in the Aviva earlier on this season. This one is from the right hand side. McCarthy is blessed as he just slips on the surface. And now this could be a counter attack from the home side. Parsons running down the left hand side, but he's slowing it down. That's allowing maroon shirts to get forward. They're still going back towards the goal. The ball switches out of a play here now, but again it's held up. Ben McCormack, the Waterford player that is, gives it back towards Parsons. Nice little bit of skill from Parsons, but Vince Warren is in front of him. Parsons, can he get his cross in? It's a dangerous cross in. Dangerous for a second. We looked around the girder here, Bernie, but thankfully Brendan Clark had a clear view of that. But it just goes to show we were all perched in the Waterford box a couple of seconds ago. Seconds later, they're down, having an opportunity in our end. It's that type of game.
Well, Ed McCarthy had caused a row that he slipped at that point, and you know those little unfortunate things can put you in a big trouble.
Long ball now from Clark. Finds the head of Stephen Walsh onto Vince Borden. Now when Sua plays it in the centre of the field to David Hurley. 20 minutes gone here in the Irish Eve. Vince Borden with a big cross that finds its way over towards Ed McCarthy on the edge of the area. Spins around now, encourages Kazim to come forward. He has pace. It holds up on the wet surface. He whips the ball in. It's a defensive header. It's not got away though. It will break now for Sua. Edge of the area. He wins up in the number 10 position back towards the centre circle and recycles. United continuing to push forward here. McCormack now in a right back position. Looks to take on his man. Plays it down the line towards Carlo Sullivan, who will play it back to his team captain, still in that right back position on the halfway line. His left footed ball is blocked though, and it's picked up by the home side, and now a little bit too eager there is Carlo Sullivan in on top of Ben McCormack, and a free here. But United, as we see the play, they lost the ball initially. They still pressed up and attacked again. This is a pretty attacking performance so far from John Coppin's side.
Absolutely, and they are skillful on the counter, and Stephen Walsh has shown some lovely play, and we trust that he'll be rewarded for same.
Waterford now, perhaps for the first time in quite a while, do play a little bit of keep ball here. It's over in the right back position at the moment. United sitting just around the halfway line at the moment, and it's just switched between the two Waterford centre halves. Over towards the left hand side here, in front of us, in what's a packed stand. The stand on the far side is jammed up as well. Great crowd here in and Waterford here. It's cloudy enough sort of an evening. It was nice on the drive down till we got close to Waterford. Usually the sunny southeast is the place where the sun is, but instead we're meted by a little bit more cloudy conditions. A little bit of mist in the air perhaps as well that adds a little bit of the moisture, as David Hurley is clattered there and goes flying into the fourth official's table, and he's got clattered as well. And you question the logic of all the space the fourth official had to put that table a yard or two away from the sideline. Was not where it needed to go. That's a sore enough one for Hurley. It's like an old school table gone flying, where two young lads in a classroom were having a bit of messing with each other.
My old world, I was a principal of a school, and I'd have things to say about it if somebody left a table in that position where their people were flying at speed. In a sense, he's booked the Waterford player. He should book the fourth official. The tackle was the meekest of four that we've seen. It was unfortunate that the table was there. If that was bookable as a yellow.
Well, the table is gone. He's bored to indicate how much minutes of additional time are gone. The spare flag is gone. There's a few other bits of refereeing memorabilia there that are being gathered up now as well. It was like a row of billards there that just all went in a heap. Thankfully, David Hurley is up on his feet again, and we restart here with 22 and a half minutes gone here in the first half in the RSC. Still scoreless, but as always between these two sides, it's quite a battle. Two very evenly match sides, and so many battles over the years, as we touched on earlier in the first division. United have a good record pretty much since the defeat in the playoff back in 2022, but since then United, of course, memorably here with that goal that felt like a win last season when Francis Lombardo drove one through the crowd on the right hand side as one of the moments of the season, as we touched on earlier. Long way to go, and this is up in the top flight, and United had that victory over Waterford in Eamon Dixie Park. They'll be trying to do the same again, because the way the league is, it's so congested. Realistically, we're looking at it, both sides, they've come up in the first division last season. This is not quite a six-pointer, but it's an important game.
Absolutely. Like, there's more than pride at stake here, really. Should United win, they go ahead or go above Waterford, and you certainly don't want to be 4 points behind them at this stage of the season. So it's important for both sides, and that will have been hammered home all week by John Caulfield and Ollie Horgan. And I think United have started the game well aware of the importance of it. And indeed, if you go back to the win that United had, it was certainly a win on the scorecard and most welcome. But there was a lot to admire in the Waterford performance as well. And Ahmed has been quiet, but like, he was quiet in Terryland too, and he's a fox.
He just needs a moment, doesn't he? United continue to attack down the left-hand side. Kazim has been lively since he's introduced in the 10 minutes. That ball towards the near post is flicked backwards. It's not clear. Vincent Borden is making a nuisance of himself. It's booted away. Ball United now led by McCormick, will try and battle for possession here, but Killian Bruder says enough of that, boots the ball into the stand as Asmoa was starting to tear down their right hand side. We can see that so many times. Bernie, United will come forward, they'll be pushed up, and then in the blink of an eye the blue shirts are looking down towards our left hand side.
Yeah, well, there are dangerous players all over the park, and Asmoa in the short space of the game has certainly impressed on the right hand side. Regan Donlan is injured and the new man is on, so it's a test, and Killian Bruder was right to find Rose Edge, really. It's important just to stop the momentum of the attack.
Home side now go long in Zua. Gets a good header on that, but its second ball is won, and that's Almond puts it out towards Parsons on this side. Nzua is very, very close to the skillful winger and wins a throw for the home side. I don't think they're going to go quite the Ed McCarthy approach here, as the ball is left here with Ryan Burke. He was the only player booked in the game so far. They have a throw now on the edge of the area down towards our left-hand side. The town goal in front of the Supermax roundabout here, as they take their time with the throw. They play the ball down the line. We flicked up and now we'll try and go around it. But there is Carlo Sullivan to win things back. He boots it down the line and turn. A bit of a scrap here. Stephen Walsh is in the middle of that and wins it. Clever little backheel. Now Ed McCarthy surrounded by three or four. He's on his own on the right-hand side. Cuts in field. Beautiful little feed from the Limerick man. He's still going down the right-hand side. Ed McCarthy's like Messi at times coming there. Back it comes towards David Hurley. He pings it first time over towards the back post. Stephen Walsh puts his header on goal. First time he had more time than he realised there. Might have been able to take a touch. But a beautiful little counter-attack there from United.
It was interesting too. There was in the left back spot, it was Stephen who was involved in winning back the ball, and yet he was on the receiving end of it at the far side of the pitch. So that's a sign of his work rate, but it's a sign also that Waterford are well able to create problems when they come forward.
26 minutes gone, still scoreless here, but lively game so far here down in the southeast. Waterford with possession back now. They play the ball infield. Stephen Walsh is full of energy at the moment. He's charging around, but Waterford now have found a little bit of space down the left hand side. Up comes here towards Burke, but he goes behind first time, and that allows McAdam just to recycle the ball infield back in turn towards Norton, and they just take their time on the football. Here comes Ben McCormack, and United sat maybe about 10 yards a little bit deeper at the moment. You'd imagine they will be encouraged to come forward. Ollie Horgan is out for the first time, out on the edge of his area, just looking on from afar. He sees Waterford at the moment just playing a little bit of keep ball on the halfway line. Now the switch of play, a big right diagonal ball over towards the right hand side. Burke takes a touch, it's heavy. Conor McCormack gets the ball back now to Carlos Sullivan, who is the scamper back. Boots the ball down the line, but it's only as far as McAdam. McAdam now plays the ball infield on the home side for perhaps the first time now, with McDonald on the edge of the area almost, a little bit further back. Clever little play now in towards Parsons. He's a lively player. He dicks, he lives. Is he clattered? No, play on. Ball cut back. But there is Vincent Borden. And Conor Parsons is still down in a heap. Carlos Sullivan is on the counter-attack. Paul Norton, the referee, has wanted nothing to do with that. O'Sullivan now flicks the ball down the line. Left-hand side now for McCarthy. McCarthy, he is challenged here as well. There'll be a few boos here in the couple of moments, you feel, as the referee now looks back at Conor Parsons. Clever little, jinky little player on the edge of the area, but didn't see a lot of an infringement in it.
No. The home crowd were, very, very upset about it, but I think it was, a little bit of home support and bias. You couldn't have called for free, in my view, at that point. It was good too to see the way that O'Sullivan took the ball away and fed Ed McCarthy on the left. He was under a bit of pressure, he got good control of it, and his technique was important there. And we're blessed, I think, to have two very good wide men who can take the ball away and keep the possession. And you pray for the day that you might have our Ronan Manning back to add to the options for John Caulfield there. But you know, many people point to say Rovers without their Jack Byrne, but Galway United without Ronan Manning is absolutely the same thing. But maybe it's no harm that the national media don't see these things. As long as we see it in Mayman DC Park and around the country, we'll be happy.
We look after our own and all that. Connor Parsons is still getting some treatment here. Brendan Clark and Paul Norton now are looking on. Allows us an opportunity here to look around the ground. Still scoreless here. It's 28 and a half minutes gone. Of course, all the games are delayed 5 minutes as a result of the ongoing dispute by the match officials, just in case you're looking, your clock isn't out of zinc. Only the one game with goals here, but that is in Weaver Park. But there has been an equaliser. Michael Duffy has equalised for Derry City. So 1-1 between themselves and Drogheda United. Scoreless in all the remaining Premier Division games, and still only the one goal in the First Division, where Wexford are still one goal to the good. And it's a former Galway United player, Thomas Alua, who has put Wexford 1-0 up over Cove Ramblers. Still here, most importantly, as we look on with maroon glasses, it's 29 minutes gone. Play has restarted here as well. It is still scoreless, but as we keep on saying, a lively game between the two sides in front of a beautiful evening for football. A little bit cloudy, but a big crowd here in situ as well. Good travelling Galway United support as well. Buses were in full flow, and they're parked over towards the terrace stand on the far side, as Carlos Sullivan is still going for a bit of a battle there. And Ryan Burke, he might be booked, but he's still not pulling out of any challenges. Good play from the left back, who followed Carlos Sullivan the whole width of the pitch. Now there's a bit of place here. Parsons, he was down injured a couple of moments ago. He looks okay. A little couple of stepovers here in front of us. Good to see the skillful winger. Not any too much damage from that last collision a couple of moments ago. Again, in keeping up with the last couple of moments, the home side playing a little bit of football just in front of the United press. And it's almost like they're just trying to tease United forward. But United are staying disciplined. There is options down the left-hand side now, as they continue to come forward, but goes towards Burke again. This time he's on the sideline. Carlos Sullivan reaches in a little bit and does clip the left back there, and that'll be free just inside the Galway United half, as one of the stewards fires the ball back out in the field over there. And McDonald, will he leave it? Will he take a left footed ball directly in the box? It looks like they're going to play this one backwards, back towards McAdam, and he will go back into the centre half pairing there, and they try and tidy things up. And this time they go down the right hand side, still on the halfway line, as we hit the half an hour mark here in the RSC. Lively game, still scoreless, a couple of opportunities on both sides. Both keepers having been kept relatively busy. One brilliant save in particular from Brendan Clark, and Stephen Walsh has gone close a couple of occasions as well. A header at the start of the game that was just flashed a little bit wide, and then an audacious little bit of a scissors kick. It wasn't a million miles away either.
No, well, it might be nil all, but there's no lack of go-mouth action, and there's no lack of intensity from both sides. And certainly Waterford are a far improved football team, some say, at this point last year. They're certainly presenting a very, very serious challenge. And, with the connect that they have with Fleetwood, paying dividends with the players that they can bring in, it's certainly paving it. And even as you come to the ground, there's a great sense of a football atmosphere. I've come in here for many, many years, but I think this evening was the one time I was really impressed with that sense that there's a football crowd, and they're very interested to see the Blues back into an elevated position. But hopefully Galway United can arrest that somewhat this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. It is important to know there's a little bit of a lull in play here for a couple of seconds. It's when we arrived here a little bit earlier on, Bernie, there's so many kids out. There's a couple of like fun toys to do and little mini games and stuff like that here, with the usual food stalls as well. It's a real kind of community spirit here as well.
The fan zone, very impressive, a kind of a dartboard, and fellas take a shot at it and see how you go. But big cues for it too, so there was something different to it. And I think there's a buy-in to the Fleetwood vision from the Waterford public, and fair play to them for that. And that's their issues. Ours are to see what we can take from the RSC this evening.
So throw will restart here with Ansua just inside the Waterford half on the right hand side, edges it down the line, it bounces away from O'Sullivan, and then Stephen Walsh is pulled down by Darley, and must be bordering close to that yellow card mark as well, you would imagine. Of course, you spoke about the Fleetwood link. Matt Taylor has now replaced Daniel Reynolds. He's come through the Fleetwood system as well. He's now their assistant and manager as well. They have that wonderful conveyor belt come on through. Of course, they are missing Warren Coughlin, who shot the lights out last season. You'd imagine United finished a mile ahead of Waterford last season, but how bad would they have been if they didn't have the goals of Coughlin?
Absolutely, absolutely. But they're certainly more, far more measured, far more impressive in both in Terryland and again here. So we have it all to do, but we're in a good position, and the two architects of the set piece on hand.
Yeah, similar position. This is about the third one from that sort of 5 yard radius on the right hand side of the area. McCormack whips a dangerous ball in. It goes through a crowd. It breaks. It's headed forward almost on the boot of Killian Bruder. McCarthy picks things up. Now Stephen Walsh on the left hand side of the area. He goes backwards to Kasim. He's deep in left back position. Puts a high booming cross. Up it goes in the direction of Vincent Borden. He makes a nuisance of himself. Comes out. Now this is Rob Slevin come flying forward. Crunches into a Waterford player. I'm not quite sure. There's a lot in that. He won the ball. The man was in that direction as well. Certainly an aggressive little bit of a challenge for the ball there from Rob Selvin. He only had eyes in the ball. Paul Norton said otherwise and gives Waterford a little bit of respite there. But United set pieces are starting to create a couple of mini question marks in the area.
Well, they are. I don't think Waterford are that comfortable. Yet you'd like to see a bit more power and, you know, or let's get in on the end of a header and testing Sargent a little bit more from those set pieces.
So 10 minutes to go to the interval here. Still scoreless. Waterford playing keep ball again. United, though, pushing a little bit higher this time. Led by team captain Conor McCormack, who comes flying into a challenge. Gets a boot on the ball. Waterford do well, though. Find some space over on the right-hand side. Ben McCormack for Waterford now. Plays the ball down the line. It's very close and very congested over there. The ball ricochets off a couple of players there, but Waterford still keep possession. They're forced a little bit backwards, and it's David Hurley now starting to put on a bit of pressure. Stephen Walsh is around there as well. It switches over towards Leahy, the team captain, and sprays in turn to Burke on the left back position. He chips the ball down the line. Nice little flick by Parsons. Infield it goes, but still a little bit labour there as McAdam gets things up, but Carlos Sullivan's in the way. And Carlos Sullivan, beautiful little trick of play, and then it's a bit of a boot for ball there. Ricochet left, right, and will be a throw. Much to the displeasure of the home side as McAdam booted the ball, and then the referee has changed his mind. Don't see that too often as well. Ollie Horgan is out having a good bit of a chin wag with the fourth official, reminded them that you gave it one way and then did the Cardinal sale and changed their minds.
Yeah, well, I'd have gone with the linesman. That was my view. And
I think he got a double ricochet. I think can back off McAdam, but either
good,
way.
Good play by O'Sullivan, though, to come back and support.
So here is Burke with the resultant throw. Down the line it goes. O'Sullivan is there again, and he'll be back towards Burke. And this time, no debate about this one. It is a throw, and the supporters alike. A little bit of cheer now. Danger player, but Nzua does ever so well. Now David Hurley tries to get back the ball down the line, but Parsons, to his credit, got a little pressure on and stopped that one. It could have been dangerous. Made its way down the right-hand side towards Stephen Walsh.
Yeah, it's a remarkable feature of the game, the amount of blocks on this in the Irish right back position. No fault on the man that's there, but it seems to be an area of the pitch that we're not getting effective clearances in.
Ball down the line, it's a combination of Borden and Carlos Sullivan, and then it's head back towards Sargent. Oh, he slices this. This could be dangerous. I have bizarre clearance from the home keeper, and then it's booted away. A bit of no nonsense in the end, but it nearly spun backwards. Not much of a breeze here as well, but a shank of the golf club. If that was an Augusta, beautiful little bit of skill down by Alban. Leaves Rob Seven on his backside. Parsons in turn, but Nzua is strong. Oh, decision goes against Nzua. I thought he'd done enough. Maybe a little bit too aggressive in the end. A dangerous set piece now, this time for Waterford on the left-hand side of the area. But Alban, he's been quiet, and then moment of skill just puts Rob Seven on his backside.
Well, the fullback was dead right. You couldn't take the chance of him going in there, and hats off to him. It was a one for the team. If he got a card itself, it was the right thing to do.
So their turn. It's about a yard away from the edge of the area on the right-hand side. It's Ben McCormack who looks like he's going to fancy a shot of a goal here. Two-man wall for Brendan Clark being just put into their position now. That's Kazim, and that is Ed McCarthy. Everyone else is bunched around the penalty area. Carlo O'Sullivan is left up top as the most advanced player. David Hurley on the edge of the area. Everyone else pretty much in the six-yard box. It's an in-swinger. It's a little chipped effort. Oh, but that's absolutely no bit of trouble at all. A little bit of a pass back, really, towards Brendan Clark. We give it the big build-up there as well, but Brendan Clark will take those all day long.
Absolutely. It was eating and drinking for him, but that was a very poor cross shot, but no harm for Galway because it was a very dangerous position just on the cusp of the penalty area.
This time Carlo Sullivan is penalised there, a little bit too aggressive on Ryan Burke because the kick out from Clark had gone down the right wing. So free here as Keith Long is out giving more instructions to his team. We'll soon have an opportunity to have a bit more time with them, as the clock now shows 38 minutes gone here in the first half. Still scoreless. As we keep on saying, still a lively game. Waterford goes short with this one. Leahy plays the ball over towards the right-hand side. They take the time. Now United put the press on, as Waterford, now led by Ed McCarthy. Will they get the ball back? No, they won't. It's a good play from the home side, but United keeping that wall just inside the Waterford area. Now a high, long, high diagonal ball, and Zua does well. He reads that. Just no nonsense. Passes it pretty much into the breadbasket of Keith Long here, and it's restarted quickly from the home side. But Nsua, he's had a lot of work to do. Parsons, very, very dangerous, skillful, but the fullback has been lively.
He has been good. He's been solid, and there's a good intensity in his play, and good to see him come forward to make a good header there as Waterford come again.
They do, and they have an overlap here. Burke now on the edge of the area, left-hand side, goes a low cross in towards the near post, flicked up and recycled by Alban. He says to be forced back, it comes. Now Parsons tries to take on Carlo Sullivan. Parsons spins around, doesn't fancy the left. Will he get back on the right? He just about will. Scoops it back in turn, and they play the ball in field now. Shooting opportunity comes here from McDonald. A clever little slide rule pass down the line, chip back towards goal, but there is Insu, and he boots it away. Doesn't get a lot of interest on that one though, and Stephen Walsh just about gets it, and Stephen Walsh is brilliant. He gets clattered in the process, gets the ball out of play. Referee is just going to give a throw away. Thing goes on. It's not pretty. It won't get talked about a lot. It's a huge moment of the play there, what Stephen Walsh has done.
Absolutely. And again, the clearance wasn't the best of the night. You know, it needed the touchline. He was 10 yards away from the touchline. And Stephen goes back and, he stalls the play for United. They can reset and refocus. But what he gives to that shirt, week in, week out, and what he's given since his debut back in the early 2010, etc., has been just remarkable. He's one in a million, one of the Galway greats.
5 minutes to go here towards half time. Still scoreless. Goals slowly starting to flow around the grounds. Jordan Flores' penalty has given Bowes a 1-0 lead over Shelburne in the Dublin Derby. It is still 1-1 between Derry and Drogheda United. As we watch Parsons now on the edge of the area, shot comes in. It's a bit of a mishitch though from Ben McCormack in the end. Tried to side foot it, didn't get the connection onto it. Bohemians have actually just added a second, so that's a big goal there. And I think it just waiting for the goal scorer to come through there. But 2-0 for Bohemians leading Shelburne at Tulka Park. Will be a big scoreline if that remained between now and the end of the day. 1-1, as we said, between Derry and Drogheda United. The rest of the games, this one included, are scoreless as we edge towards half time. Athlone are 1-0 up on Finn Harps. Wexford still 1 up on Cove Ramblers, and scoreless in the remaining First Division games. Brendan Clark has restarted up towards Carlo Sullivan, and now it is Vince Borden, who hasn't seen a lot of football so far, but certainly been a nuisance in a lot of areas of the pitch. Rob Sleva now up towards McCormack, who misses it. McCormack will get it at the second occasion, back towards Nsua. Nearly slipped on the surface. That's an indication just how slippy it is here in the RSC. Waterford get possession back, but Carlos Sullivan's going to intercept this one. O'Sullivan is in like a flash. Now back towards David Hurley in the 10 position. Going to run down the left-hand side, where he gives it towards Ed McCarthy. Heavy touch by McCarthy. McCarthy is still going. It ricochets back, where David Hurley is going to scamper over to try and get the ball. It's Malise who's tidied things up now. It's up in the air, ricochets off a Galway United player, headed away by Burke, but only as far as Borden. Will he fancy the shot? No, he's too far out, about 40 yards out. Plays the ball backwards towards Nsua. Down the line it goes. Going to ask a lot of Carlo Sullivan, and all he could do there was get his body in the way, force Ryan Buck to put it out for a throw. Carlo Sullivan, he's been taught a lot by Stephen Walsh out there, perhaps. He's all work rate.
Absolutely, and they're responding well to one another, and again, United looked very dangerous on the counter-attack. Just the final through ball was just in Asner there at that point, but United have a throw in a good position.
And Sue's throw isn't the best in the world. It goes a couple of yards down the line, and I think he's going to leave this one for the in-swinger. And we are blessed here with Ed McCarthy. He has a running track, so he can take as long as he needs far back to get as much avalanche. Puts the ball under his shirt to try and dry it out with the slippery surface here. And United have just swarmed in on top of the Waterford goal here. It's McCarthy from the right-hand side. He's only a couple of yards in from the byline. There's a bit of a mini wall from the throw. Doesn't get the best connection, but it's flicked on. It bounces dangerously. Comes now, and David Hurley is spinning around the ball and eventually gets the shot of the way. He was nearly solo in there with his back to goal. In the end, his opportunity isn't the best, but he had a huge amount of time there.
It was around the house of mine, the dresser time, and Dave got at least four touches on it. And it just didn't turn properly for him. But I think the word you used there, slippy, I don't think we can overstress the kind of the underfoot conditions that made it difficult. And if you know, if you make a slip, it hands the emphasis to the other team. Unfortunately, thus far, United have slipped a little bit more than Waterford, but you have to admire the performance. They've come with ambition, and they've come with resolve, and they're not without a chance at all of getting a goal before the home side.
Long ball out from Sargent. It's a combination of Borden and Hurley, and then Borden slices it up in the air. Good fashion, old-fashioned Gary Owen got nowhere in particular. Bit of a coming together there as Rob Slevin and Padraig Almond were getting to know each other. The ball now is breaks now for Hurley, play it down the line. Stephen Walsh is making a nuisance of himself. Walsh, he gets the ball, he spins it over his head, shouts for a handball, nothing doing there. McCarthy takes a heavy touch, but back it goes to Vincent Borden. Another heavy touch, he's going to have to run down the line. His heels are nicked, and belatedly the referee gives the decision there as well, pretty much in front of the referee, in front of the forward official, in front of the linesman this side, and both took out. You weren't getting away with that one. And United now, as the clock goes closer towards the half time interval, will have another opportunity to get a good ball in around the house. A minute of normal time to go. The fourth official today is Owen O'Shea. He's got the board. It seems to be non-damaged since the clatter David Hurley gave it about 10 minutes ago now, and we will see in a couple of moments how much additional time will be added. But first, as the wind starts to swirl up a little bit here, Hurley from the right hand side in front of the dugout, it's a low wind swing, it goes all the way through the house, and then Sargent is relieved that nobody got a touch in front of him. That ball slipped and went and went and went, and anybody got any sort of a nick on that, yeah, could have gone anywhere.
Thought there might be more elevation on it, but it proved tricky enough in the end, but not enough to go past Sargent. But it's very little between the teams. Waterford are dangerous, but you still have a great optimism that Galway's focused performance can be rewarded here at the RSC.
So again, Waterford keep possession, but United set in a good defensive shape. Not a lot of options here. 2 minutes of additional time, and they're about to start just about right now, and it's still scoreless here in the RSC. Waterford looking for one more attack before half time. But it's Leahy who just steps in the football, sprays it over towards the right-hand side against Stephen Walsh, making a little bit of a nuisance of himself over there, as is Ed McCarthy. David Hurley joins in on the fun as well, and that forces the ball back towards the Waterford goalkeeper, who's just outside his area, switches across towards his right-hand side. Waterford now pushed up, but they're playing keep ball along their back four at the moment. A maroon line of four pretty much in front of them. They're going laterally across the pitch. Might be remind you of a game of Gaelic football at times as well, both defences trying to do. Vincent Borden does well, wins the ball back. Now David Hurley is on the inside right position. Hurley still goal, sprays the ball down the line. Stephen Walsh is in the area. Stephen Walsh takes his shot. Stephen Walsh! It just like a ricochet, sips past the post. It could have been a big, big moment. You can probably tell by the tone of my voice. We all stood still for a moment as Walsh got on the left-hand side in the area, out for a corner in the end. But brilliant play from United.
A great play from United. Borden winning a great tackle, playing it off to David Hurley, and David Hurley will feature a ball to Stephen Walsh. And Stephen's effort, drawing the best from the Waterford defence, he'd be a bit disappointed with that, because he made great space for himself, and it pulled a little bit to the left. Shot was testing, but Waterford had enough to manage it. Still, we have a corner.
It's United's first of the game, and they're going to leave it towards David Hurley. Ed McCarthy had brought the football over towards the corner, so it'll be an in-swinger. This corner is from the right-hand side, just Hurley on his own as we await the half-time whistle here. Scoreless at the moment. What a time it will be to get a goal. Almost got one a couple of moments ago. Now Hurley with the in-swinger up towards the back post. Up go the bodies. It's not a bad head. He ricochets. Walsh, you take the swipe. It's out for a... No, does he miss hit it? Does he get a ricochet? No, it's out for a goal kick in the front. Steve Walsh has had two big opportunities in injury time here.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, it's a tribute to the wholeheartedness of his play, that he's been, you know, found in defence and attack. And I think his colleagues have responded to him. Mightn't have had a goal, Jonathan, but we'll have a good half of football. Yeah, you can't complain.
There is the halftime whistle, in fact. Both sides make their way out. Both sides probably be pleased, happy the way things are going. United more so than anybody.
I think so. I think it was important that the intensity that was missing against Bohemians be recovered. And I think they've managed to do that. If they don't play with intensity, well, they don't play. And it was interesting that, you know, in all the other games, they lost by a goal. They lost by two against Bowes. And I think it would have been a brave man that would have held a case for them on that evening. Perhaps with Lambeau's shot, which we thought was in, but wasn't. But this is better. This is more about United, like setting out a mark of themselves. And I think we can be optimistic going into the second half.
Yeah, there it is, Darren. It's halftime here at the RSC. Still scoreless, but it's been a spirited Galway United hoping for a little bit more and maybe even a bit of magic here in the second half. But scoreless here at the interval.
You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.
Thank you, Darren. Welcome back to action here in the RSC. We're just about a minute into the second half. United had had a decent opportunity pretty much from the restart, but out comes Waterford on the attack here down the right-hand side. United have swarmed backwards. The ball is played infield. It's a little bit more chilly here now in the Waterford air. A little bit of mist of rain starting to swarm down as well, as if the conditions weren't slippery enough. And now United have just stemmed the flow of that attack for the last couple of moments. And now Walshy again, who's involved in that moment a couple of moments ago, as the long ball, Carlo O'Sullivan has put Ryan Burke up in his backside there as well. Burke is rolling around. Burke remains the one player to be booked on either side. And Paul Norton will keep that card in his pocket here as we played a minute and a half here of the second half. Still scoreless. Now Waterford, will they go long and direct? It's a free pretty much on the halfway line. Over on the left-hand side, it's the left full Burke who is looks like he's going to go straight towards goal with this one. As they try and get it. It's a chipped effort. It's all the way across. It's been held up by Waterford over there. Ed McCarthy's putting the pressure on. Asamoa is trying to get possession. He does that and he sprays it over towards Lee, the captain. And his attempted ball through was blocked. And now McCormack scoops it away. United now swarm on this second ball here. But it's booted long in turn up behind Nsua. A bit of defending for him to do. And Nsua as well. Battle here between himself and Parsons as the wind and rain swarms a bit more. Early ball in. Almond with a header. It's a decent flick of a header. No trouble in the end to Brendan Clark. But the second half, Bernie is kind of keeping that same pattern as the opening. All action.
Yeah, well, I think we have a bit of a wind in here now. And it remains to be seen how that develops. So it favours Waterford in the second half. And Almond showed his class and his danger to United there. As O'Sullivan bowls forward for United.
Now, Carlo O'Sullivan's flying down the middle. No, Tundun as he ends up on the floor. United with defending to do. And that is Kasim, who's introduced in the opening half after 10 minutes for an injury ensued by Regan Donlan after a heavy enough challenge earlier on in the game. It sees that one change so far at left back for John Caulfield's side. Long, long ball down the right-hand side. Very close towards the sideline. In fact, too much juice on that one, and Killian Bruder is able to shepherd out Parik Almond, who's playing ball by now, and gives the ball back to Kasim, who's just on the edge of the area on the left hand side. That breeze is definitely picking up pace. You see a couple more fabrics and jerseys starting to flow a bit more. Second ball is won by Hurley, plays the ball over the top. That was going to encourage Stephen Walsh to run for that one, but far, far too much juice on that one, and it is Sam Sargent in the Waterford goal who looks to reset. Now the ball is back on the goalkeeper and he boots this one long. Again, it's over on that hand side. Killian Bruder does well. Not only clears it, plays it onto the chest of Borden. Now ball down the line, encourages Ed McCarthy to come flying forward. Waterford player gets the football and then puts it out on the touch there as well. Good play and quickly restarted now from Ed McCarthy. It's going to ricochet out. Not quite for a corner. Booted clear before that. Now McCormack comes flying in on his namesake, Ben. And he'll be doing well, the truth being told, as Ben McCormack gives a little bit of a high five there to Ollie Horgan as he comes through. And then the two McCormacks do shake hands there as well. Tactical experience play there from McCormack. 100 games for United, a multitude of others. He knew when he had to make a foul.
Well, he did. But we were in a position where we should have been kind of more on the offensive. It was a pity to cede the possession.
Booted away clear and flicked on by Hurley. It goes off the shins there pretty much of Grant Norton and out for another throw for United. It's going to be left again for Matt McCarthy. Again, he looks like he's going to run quickly and launch it in, but takes his time and going to wait and for a swarm of maroon shirts to come in around the area. It looks like it's another long one coming as Ed McCarthy moves a bollard out of the way. He's gone back towards the edge of the running track. 5 minutes gone here in the second half and the RSC still scoreless. United trying to chip away at the Waterford goal. In comes McCarthy. It's a flinged in towards the near post. Bounces around. It's a scramble. And Stephen Walsh was it that got a connection on that. Sam Sargent had to react quickly. It was a weird sort of connection. It made its way through the goal and the Waterford goalkeeper had to be awake there.
Yeah, indeed. Sullivan just didn't get enough purchase on it and the ball just dropped happily for him. But he didn't manage to get enough power in his shot. But I think he might have been a bit surprised, like us all, that the ball would fall to him.
Another throw down the line finds Vince Borden on the left hand side of the area. He hooks it, an agricultural sort of cross at that. It's headed out. No nonsense defending from Ryan Burke. Borden, he just literally swung a boot on it. It's hung up in the air. Carlo Sullivan was there, but Burke under a little, probably had a little bit more time than he realised it, puts it out for United's second corner of the game, and United are keeping this early second half momentum.
And they're right too to take the throws off Ed McCarthy, because this is putting Waterford under pressure and they're not comfortable with them. In fairness to McCarthy, he's varied them, he's gone short and gone long, but I think with the way the wind is swirling out there, that's the way to go.
And this one looks like it's going right in on top of the mixer. Pretty much everyone is swarmed in front of Sam Sargent. Players spin left, right and centre. The ball comes through the lot and they all part, and it finds a way in towards the Waterford goalkeeper, who flings it out quickly here to Asamoah, who has been held up, but he goes backwards, keeps on possession. Walsh now comes charging forward, just almost zips the ball away. Dara Powers' attempted clearance does make its way over towards Parsons on the left-hand side. He's been dangerous so far. McAdam now picks things up on the halfway line over on the left-hand side. Parsons now from a central position, almost an inside left position, chips it over now towards Power. Power now right back, splays it down the line. And United continue to put the squeeze on. Back it comes towards Power again, coming to come forward here from right full. Been held up, and back it comes in turn towards McDonald. McDonald down the line, good defending by Kazim. Has he won it free? Nothing ensuring. Referee gives a free out. There's a coming together. Kazim looks like he might be hurt here in the process. He's batting the Waterford turf here with his hand. Initially he done well, he got his bodies his way. It's one of those where both players are tugging in the end and the defender gets the benefit of doubt. But at what cost? Paul Norton is telling him just get up out of that. So hopefully he's okay. Brendan Clark, it's been a lot more reasonable to his left full. Keith Long isn't so happy about it. Brendan Clark now gives Kazim a little pat on the back there as well. Good defending, whatever way he got it there in the end.
Absolutely, and there's a touch about indignation from the home crowd about every decision. A bit disconcerting because they're claiming from everything. Referee has remained unimpressed by the claims, which I just hope that it stays like that.
Long ball from Clark. It's battles in the middle. Hooked on by Borden again, and then Waterford this time. They boot it up in the air. It doesn't go very, very far. And Sue is trying to get there. Kind of misses the right full, but now Insu is battling again for it. Ball will break kindly for Waterford. A little bit of a tug at the back there, and Vincent Borden will surely get booked here for this one. The home support here, we're right in the middle of them. They're up on their feet here as well. They're baying for blood here as well.
Doesn't take a lot to rise them.
I have to say, Bernie, I thought for all the world Vincent Borden would get booked there. A little tug back as the player was on the counter-attack. Instead, it's a good old-fashioned lecture here as well. But I suppose you have to consider the about three challenges in particular that he allowed Waterford to get away unpunished in the first half. So he's keeping the same mantra out here.
Yeah, well, Waterford attacking now on the left.
They certainly are. The rain swarms down. A good crunch of a challenge comes in over there. I think it was David Hurley that did that on the far side. Ball breaks away, and Borden this time picks things up. Pokes this one up towards halfway. Stephen Walsh is running around there trying to get the pressure on. He does get over there. He's still making a nuisance of himself. Dara Power now getting the right back position. Cuts in field, but too far. McCormack zips it away, but it breaks kindly for Waterford, who picked proceedings up again. But Asamoah, he cuts in field again, but again, not going too far. And the United Maroon wall stays strong here. Coming up to 9 minutes gone here in the second half. Still scoreless. This game will edge and flow anyway, yet both very evenly matched. McDonald now sprays it over the left-hand side. Again, the home side putting a little bit of keep ball here is Norton. Goes back to his centre-half partner, Lee. And back in coming turns, John Caulfield's out, conducting the orchestra. He swings the boot. He wants United to push forward. They're sitting a little bit deeper at the moment. Power now picks it up in advance, right full position. Infield it goes to Asamoah. He's infield at the moment. Back it goes towards Lee now on the halfway line. Inside the D, sprays it over towards the left-hand side, where Burke now is likely to try take on Carlo Sullivan. The rain continues to batter its way down here. Burke cuts in field. He's still going the left full. Back it goes in turn towards Ben McCormack. Eventually makes his way out towards Power on the right-hand side, and he hooks it in. It's a big boom across. Goes over the lot. It's put back with interest. But there is Kazim. Takes it on his chest. And then there's a decision to make. The ball breaks kindly now to Waterford on the edge of the area. On they still go is Ben McCormack. Across the goal. It's missed there by a Waterford player. Kazim is still down in heap. And as David Hurley comes sliding forward, then he boots the ball to touch. Game just gone bananas there the last couple of moments.
Absolutely. United foot back down again. Waterford man down. Very good, fine cross across the area by Waterford. and it just needed a touch. Thankfully, it didn't recede it, and United were able to spurt it away. It's a dangerous passage of play for Waterford to show their threat, and with a fox in the box like Amund, you'd want to be denying them on the flanks. You can't allow them to build. They spent a very, very long period fashioning the opportunity, and when it came, they were nearly able to seize it.
Yeah, 11 minutes gone here in the second half, still scoreless. We've won hell of a game on though here. Ed McCarthy's out getting some instructions over here in the dugout from John Caulfield. Maybe a little bit of a tactical change here, but play will restart here at a noisy RSC. Well, it's a throw to the home side and they keep possession. Ball down the line, McCarthy almost intercepted. Makes his way towards Asmussoa. He has the courage to get forward. Going down the right hand side. Plays it down the line and still on they go. United swarm back. McCormick is there. Power now tries to get the wrong side. Good cross in from Power. Headed away there by Slevin. And now there's a battle here as McCarthy is deemed to have fouled the Waterford player there as it swung up in the air. And McCarthy tried to get that ball away. So a dangerous set piece here from the home side, won by Ben McCormick. He's been lively for the home side. Again, it's that similar position. United had maybe two or three of these in the first half here. It's over on the right hand side, just outside the edge of the area, about halfway between the edge of the area and the sideline. Ryan Burke is gone over to give a left footed option. You have Ben McCormick as the right footed option. Similar setup to United. A two man wall from United as Brendan Clark shields himself from the rain. Chipped in towards the back post. Good header away though from Killian Bruder. An important interception. Danger still not diverted though. The ball whipped in early. McCormick is able to put his boot to that one. Up it goes towards O'Sullivan. One. And McCormick is coming flying there. Wins the football. A clash of heads there as well. But McCormick, he's such a warrior.
Absolutely. And you know, people have observed that, like, we've gone up into the Premier Division. It's even in this season that we're seeing his value to the team in terms of that. And maybe there's a little bit more time in the Premier. But he's been superb. And he's a moral force there that guides the team, and a terrific man, a terrific player.
Yeah, so Waterford player down getting some treatment there. So the ball kind of hung up in the air. McCormick came flying out trying to win that header, won the header, but a little bit of a follow through. You'd imagine Paul Norton will restart with a drop ball here. The clock shows 13 minutes gone in the second half, still scoreless.
Well, it's a feature of the game too this evening. We're playing around a running track and the ball have come in record time from the ball boys, which reminds me of something I witnessed to where a near riot ensued back in Cohen Park in 1986 when a ball boy didn't do his business to the satisfaction of Eamon DC, and he nearly drove the whole of Waterford on top of him when he gave a kick to the lad in the rear end. And you can imagine if these sons of those men were indignant, how the others felt at that time. I'm sure the ball boy has memories of it. Those who travelled from Galway on that day certainly have memories of it.
Special
there
memories.
There was only one Eamon DC.
Special memories indeed. Still a break in play here with the treatment is about to restart. Still Derry who lead Drogheda by 2-1. Bohemians 2-0 up on Shelburne, and Shamrock Rovers 1-0 up on Sligo Rovers in the first division. It is Athlone who lead Finn Harps by 1-0. All goals now down in St. Coleman's Park. It's Wexford who lead Cove Ramblers 3-2. It's quite a hell of a game down there. And scoreless between Treaty and Kerry, as it is between UCD and Cork City here. At an attendance of 2,537. It's also scoreless. But in fact, it's Paul Norton who decided not a drop ball. He's given a free to the home side here. So it's about 35-40 yards out over on the right hand side. Dangerous position. United swarmed in the edge of the area. In swinger. Well, there's Vincent Borden to put it away. And a big boom and header gets it out almost shy of halfway. Just a follow through again by Dara Power over towards the left hand side. There's a couple of Waterford players there. It breaks kindly on the left hand side now. Insua is able to do some defending. Carol O'Sullivan intercepted. Ball up. It was intended towards Stephen Walsh, but it's the other number 7, Ben McCormick, who gets the ball back. Now Waterford continue to push on as they've done in the last couple of months. Ball over the top. It's going to ask a lot of Dara Power. He wouldn't get that one if he had the Honda Fivic 50 there, in fact. And Brendan Clark now takes a little bit of a trot out. United, we see the Galway head management here in deep in conversation. It's nearly getting to that stage where you're looking at possible changes. A Dervin is doing a warm-up out there also.
Well, yeah, the obvious position, I suppose, for him normally is on the right midfield. And the very little that you can say about Carlo Sullivan's game, he's been very, very good. Worked exceedingly hard. But there is heart and composure.
Oh, almost dangerous there. But Rob Slevin is able to intercept it. And Brendan Clark, the coolest man in the ground here, just side-foots it out towards Rob Slevin. The rain continued to swarm its way down back towards the Galway goalkeeper. He's going to boot this one long up towards Carlo Sullivan. Ryan Burke nearly gave him a piggyback. He was that far. Stephen Walsh might be touch and go to be offside. Referee leaves his flag down. Now Walsh with a first-time cross in towards the back post, towards the intended target of Ed McCarthy. Vincent Borden, though, can't get there either. And ball goes through in the full. But we see A. Durbin. He'd made a trot into the dressing room. He's back out with a big bright orange bib as well now, going through his warm-up. Wasim is there as well, the former Waterford player. A few boos if he's introduced as well. He's a big unit of a man, and you feel like it's only a matter of time.
Absolutely, and Durbin like will add a bit to the team in terms of you know, his doggedness and his perseverance and his great spirit. So that's a possibility. And Wasim, it's good to see him available for selection, and a half an hour's football or so wouldn't do him any harm.
The wind now starting to pick up a little bit more. Sargent's kick out, evidence of that. He booted it up towards halfway. It nearly swarmed back a couple of yards as he's turned now to look into that sideways swarm and rain starting to come in here. Clock now shows 70 minutes gone in the second half. Still scoreless. Another ball there that's going to hang up in the air. It's been won by a Waterford player. Killian Bruder's able to take it and he's chesting and he boots it down in turn. Picked up by there by McDonald. Plays the ball in the field. What a challenge that is from McCormack. Gives the ball towards McCarthy now. He's going to go run down the left-hand side. He's plays the ball in the field. Good defending though from Dara Power. Equal to the challenge. Power comes away with the football. David Hurley now is nibbling at the Waterford fullback. But Dara Power, it looked like Ed McCarthy was going to get away there as well. But fine defending from the Waterford fullback.
Indeed. And Waterford, just before we spoke there some moments ago, they seem to have had a establish a kind of a platform in midfield, and we're bringing the game very much to United, and it's good to see United kind of raise the gallops a bit and come back at them. And the chances of a goal, I think, for United will certainly come from a breakaway. So they're correct, like, in sitting back, but that has its dangers because Waterford are impressive enough going forward.
Yeah, Waterford, their turn, just a lump along down the line, headed away by Kazim, but just at the expense of a throw to the home side. Shelburne have got one back. It's now Bohemians lead by 2-1. Same scoreline between Derry, who lead Drogheda 2-1. And it is still Shamrock Rovers 1-0 to the good over Sligo Rovers. All the other results remain the same as it does here. Still scoreless, but Waterford just starting to come into it the last couple of moments. Challenge of a brutal one, that, in fact, by David Hurley. In on top of the Waterford player in front of the dugout. He's been punished with a free, which Ed McCarthy isn't going to allow them to take pretty quickly here. So they're going to just get those blue shirts in around the Galway United area. Just encouraged to go back. They'll have to go back another bit and turn, I would imagine. Ben McCormack is he's halfway back to Galway. He's taken that many yards from the first infringement. But the referee, the officials, the Warren close by, let it go. Big boom and ball in towards the back post. It swings over the lot. It was nearly gone so far, made a nuisance of himself. The United player, it's Nsua, had to get some contact in the end, out for a corner. Waterford's second of the game. The rain starting to still swarm down even more down to that goal. It's coming in from the goal that Brendan Clark is defending. Waterford continue to push everyone forward. Two players got out and they've taken the corner short. Ben McCormack now will recycle the ball backwards. United scamper out with McCarthy, but it's recycled again. And chipped the ball in, a low ball. And that is Rob Slevin who boots it out. Another corner for the home side. Three now, their tally, as they continue to put the pressure on. United, though, just have to keep the concentration here.
Absolutely, and they were caught there with Waterford having the extra man to build up on it. Their execution was poor, though, but they'll have to be aware of that. And Waterford have set themselves differently now, all at the edge of the area. So a task for United to remain focused and concentrated.
Ball in, it's headed away, but a strange header there. It was McCormack who got a flick on the near post and went over the crowd. The ball bobbled there as McAdam tried to get that ball back in. Now it's Carlo O'Sullivan making a nuisance of himself, but Waterford kept on possession here and they continue to push forward. Burke now with a high booming ball up towards the sky, over towards the right hand side, taken on the chest by Alman. Back it goes to Dara Power, very close to the line, and now Vince Borden is able to recycle. Power is back making a nuisance of himself. Might be a free for the home side. Ollie Horgan and Chris Calaby certainly thought so. Paul Norton, who's the referee tonight, didn't. And now McCormick has come flying in. He's going to be booked here as well. United are still giving out about the one that wasn't given a couple of moments ago. The team captain and his 100th appearance for United will be flashed yellow here as well. Challenge though he had to make with that little bit of a breakaway.
Well, we find no criticism for this man anyway in terms of that challenge, and I think he was cross that we had possession on the halfway line and we lost possession, and then it gives the impetus back to Waterford. And that's been a bit of a problem all through, but particularly at the stage of the game where the momentum is tilting towards the home side, and there is a kind of a sense now that they're mounting, that their attack is more menacing than it was, and Ahmed is almost too quiet. We haven't spoken of him in some time. I hope we haven't forgotten about him in defence there.
Yeah, so free kick now to the home side as the clock shows 21 and a half minutes. They go short, not the best pass in the world. The home side have to scamper back to keep possession, but that they do. That they do. Norton, the centre half, is almost in a right winger position. He didn't look very comfortable, but he's won a throw for his side, taken quickly back towards McDonald. Back it goes to Asamoah. He plays the ball down the line, but Dave Hurley says enough. Now Kasim, can he get forward for the first time? He digs it down the line, wins a free. Aidan Irvine is stripped and ready to go. And the player of the month is ready to be introduced here. And you'd imagine that's probably for Carl O'Sullivan, perhaps, and take that right inside role.
Absolutely, some discussion there with Ian John Caulfield about where he's going to go in, but we'd imagine that it would be we wait for Owen O'Shea to signal as to who it is.
No, in fact, it's Ed McCarthy who's going to make way. So that's a move that surprises all, and looks like Dervin is going to take up a role on the left-hand side. We will see how that develops. Maybe he sees the power of pace of Burke, perhaps, and wants Dervin to run him back the other direction, but that is the second change for a John Caulfield side. The clock shows 22 and a half minutes gone. Scoreless here in the RSC. It's not scoreless in St. Coleman's Park. It's raining goals. Wexford now lead Cove Ramblers by 4-2. All goals down there in that game. It is Athlone who still lead Finn Harps by 0-0. Scoreless in the remainder of the First Division games. And as you were, although in fact Shamrock Rovers have added a second now against Sligo Rovers. Aaron Green with that second goal there as well. Here it's United. Kasim on the counter-attack. He's been fouled, surely, and that'll be a yellow card, you would imagine, for Asamoah, who has kicked him back as Kasim just charged forward.
Assault and battery on that occasion, so no sympathy for the home player. Big man too. He didn't need to. He was a strong player and then just needed to chase back with a bit more vigour rather than commit the foul.
So United, after doing a little bit of defending of more so in the last couple of moments, their opportunity to get a ball in around the house. It's about 35, 40 yards out, pretty much in line in front of the dugout. The bench will have a perfect view of this. I don't need to tell you who's on it. It's on the left-hand side. The two players are there. United swarmed on the edge of the area on the right-hand side of the goal. Rain continued to swarm its way down. Kasim has gone over and joined on the fun as well, maybe to give an option down the left, try and stretch one of the Waterford players, but it's an old-fashioned in-swinger from McCormick. It's a dangerous one. It goes through the lot. Nobody can get a touch in the end. He'll probably be disappointed with that. Not the worst ball in the end. Just needed someone coming charging on the back post.
Well, they came, but it was a light brigade charge, and with the emphasis on the light, we weren't that committed. We were waiting to see where the ball went rather than, going boldly in. But better to see the ball up in that half of the field.
Sergeant, again, the wind is showing a bit of reduction on his clearance, and that allows United to half get the ball back. Booted forward now by Burke. Nzua and Parsons are having a battle there, and Parsons got the wrong side of the fullback. Now Nzua has come back, but it's Parsons just stepping on the football. He makes it towards the edge of the area on the left-hand side. They're about to make a change of their own as well. Still Parsons surrounded by two or three, but he still goes on the ball. Back it goes towards Burke, hangs it up and towards the air, towards the near post. Vincent Borden's back there now. Aidan Irvine with his first touch of the game. He doesn't get very far though, but David Hurley splintingly picks things up. Still going. Oh, it's wonderful from David Hurley. He's left two or three. Irvine three down the left-hand side. Here comes Irvine. He's on the edge of the area. Irvine cuts into the box. Is he pushing the back? Referee says nothing, dude. Wasim is leading the Galway United protest there. Referee runs away from it. Almost an opportunity, but good defending in the end, and a breakaway counter-attack, and that's what Aidan Irvine is all about.
Absolutely, and great composure by Dave Hurley to win it, to control it, power forward and then release it at the right time. It was debatable. You could make the case, but I think from a Galway perspective, you'd be disappointed if it was given against you.
Yeah, certainly would. Dervin, he was forced a little bit wide on the left-hand side as he broke into the area. Couldn't get that touch across enough to try and force a bit of contact out for a throw to the home side. They've made their first change of the game. Niall O'Keefe was in, he replaces Harvey McAdam, but here comes Killian Bruder this time, who's going to take this one throw. Azeem is giving his now teammate a bit of advice. Bruder puts a wand of a ball in around the house, it breaks away, still not cleared. Bruder makes a nuisance of himself here, but Waterford now coming charging forward. Bruder is still leading the charge on here. A little bit of a tug on Ben McCormack, and Killian Bruder will be booked for this one as well. Ollie Horgan is out roaring. John Caulfield tells him get back there. Killian Bruder had made his way back, but not without getting another yellow card. All action sums up the game. United are pushing forward. Then there's a counter-attack down the other way.
You know, given what was let go in the first half is of the soft variety, and can't think of the early tackle on Ryan Donnan and let go, and that's a booking. You know, you'd wonder at it. Certainly the referee couldn't be persuaded to take his hand, putting his hand in his pocket in the first half. He's booking liberally in the second half.
27 minutes gone here in the second half in the RSC. It is still scoreless, with the game as anybody's yet. It's been swinging back and forth. Lively encounter here. Both sides were promoted from the first division last season as they try and march their way up the Premier Division table. Ball down over the top, but that's nobody in particular. Vincent Borden again doesn't get a lot of juice on that clearance, and now it's been picked up by the home side again. Ed Irvine putting the pressure on as Ben McCormack kind of slipped on the surface. It's McDonald, in fact, who wins a throw in front of Keith Long there, standing in front of the dugout. Rain still swarming its way down. We're lit up here beautifully in the Waterford capital by some fine floodlights here. It's a beautiful little venue. So far, it's been a decent game, but will there be a moment of magic from either side? Killian Bruder now, and then Rob Slevin adds to it. This ball are breaking kindly for Stephen Walsh. Just hit off a Waterford player. Ed Durbin ends up on the floor there. He's looking for a decision. Again, nothing doing. Ball flicked infield, but McCormack is there to tidy things up. Now, Kazim, left back, chips the ball down the line. Another flying challenge. How many of those have we seen, Bernie? Just both wingers just flying themselves in, blocking the ball from going up the pitch.
Yeah, well, it's a measure of the commitment of both sides. Just important for Galway, like when the fullbacks, when they do attempt to clear, the clearances are gotten away. Durbin is adding a bit, certainly, on the left there. He's spirit. If we just get the right one to him, maybe it can make the difference.
One moment, that's all it needs. Waterford, though, trying to get that moment. Parsons coming, charging forward, but there's Killian Bruder. Thou shall not pass. Out of the expensive throw, though, on the right-hand side, as the home supporters around us get to their feet. They increase the volume levels yet again here. All eyes on the clock as well. 28 minutes gone. Ball in towards the box. It's going to break on the back post. Rob Slevin heads it away. McCormack adds to it. It adds on the chest of David Hurley. Beautiful ball over the top from Stephen Walsh, but it just sips off the surface, and that allows Sam Sargent to come out and command that ball. He boots it back where it came from, and they'll recycle again. Almost through there again. We just saw how slippy the surface was.
Some terrific work there by Killian Bruder, both on the floor and in the air. They really show great composure and leadership, and the balls going forward are good. Sargent was blessed that the ball just set up perfectly for him. He couldn't have done it better if he had asked the ref to drop it for him. But that counter-attack is the most potent aspect of Galway's weapon. But let's not underestimate, when the Blues come forward, they pose a threat.
Yeah, just waiting for that killer knockout punch here. Both sides are threatening it. Kazim now down the line. Vincent Borden gets a nudge on the back, but gets his header on. Rob Slevin is defending today, and that he does. McCormack tidy things up. Now encourages Nsua to get forward from right back. Takes a touch. Going to break the halfway line on the right-hand side. Parsons holds him up. Nsua does well. Nsua still going. Might have been fouled. He was fouled. And it's a good work rate here. And he books Connor Parsons. That's, a little bit bizarre. It's very hard to see any sort of a pattern from Paul Orton. I know
God they came for having sympathy for a Waterford player, but it was ever going to happen. It was happened there. And I remarked earlier that the man, he was allergic to taking his hand in his pocket. He can't keep it out of his pocket in this half.
There's no delay or no protest on the yellow cards in this second half here. And United now, it's a long way out. Over on this sideline, David Hurley from the right-hand side will put this one in around the house. That's where it goes, headed away. Now it breaks where Durbin has to try and get control of the ball. Dara Power is on his backside, and Durbin goes back towards Kasim. It boots it forward first time. It's too far, though, and just bounces in front of Sam Sargent, who takes it with minimum ease and just works his way towards the edge of the area and allows his side to get back up the pitch. Rolls it out towards the left-hand side. United starting to really push forward here in the last couple of moments. 50 minutes to go, scoreless. McCormick with a weird type of a scoop, but gets possession of the ball. Doesn't get it the second occasion, but there's Rob Slevin. That's good work rate though from the home side. Keep on possession. Now on they go with Power. Tries to play the ball down the line, but good defending from Kasim. We saw where that one was trying to go. Kasim and hits a little bit of trouble. Hits Ben McCormick. I thought that might have been a free myself, but the officials say otherwise. Have they given a throw to the home side? Has he given the free kick?
It is a free kick.
Yeah, he's given. Yeah, just didn't give the signal. Brendan Clark is out there. His first port to call as Wasim gets stripped. You'll hear more boos as the former Waterford player is getting ready to be introduced. Brendan Clark put that divot down on the floor. Now takes a free kick in the left back position. Goes long up towards Walshy. There's battle in there, left, right, and centre. Carlo O'Sullivan's trying to get there. David Hurley will get the ball down on his feet. It's Parsons who nips in and intercepted. Now Parsons surrounded by three. Still going the left hand side. Very close to the sideline. There's a couple of guards over the far side. They still watch on as Parsons gets a lucky ricochet. Comes on. Insua though just crunches the winger there. Beautiful challenge. Solid old school fullback play from Insua.
There was claims for a penalty there, but
he's outside for starters.
Well, I think these lads think that Christmas is coming very early this year.
So another change here from the home side. That will be Conor Parsons' last involvement in the game. He's replaced by Christy Patterson, and Wasim will be introduced here in the next couple of moments. Also getting the last couple of bits of instructions here from John Caulfield. Will he wait for this break in play? No, it looks like it will happen now as well, as Owen O'Shea keeps the board out. Wait for the boos. There they are. Don't need to see or say even who is getting introduced here as well. No, we're going to wait for the next phase of play. On United go. Ball over the top again. It just zips off the surface. I can't describe enough how once the ball hits the surface, it just flies. It's like off a pool table here at times.
Absolutely. But, it's the same for both teams, and It's working sometimes United's favours when the long deliveries go forward, and they've had an opportunity to face the Waterford attack coming against them and be measured in their defence.
33 minutes gone here in the second half, still scoreless, but this game is going back and forth. Both sides really going for the winner. That's Killian Bruder who heads it down the line. Dervin is there and Power, and will this be the change? Will they wait for this referee or fourth official? Owen O'Shea looks over. Still more discussions taking place here as Parsons makes his way out in front of the crowd, in the front of the main stand here, and takes a round of applause as Wasim continues to dance on the spot and wait for his introduction against his former side. Kasim now will be told to go backwards, pretty much in front of Keith Long here, as United have a throw here just inside their own half. He's going to go long down the line, up towards Vincent Borden, who gets a connection. Up it goes, but it's headed away brilliantly by Norton, and then David Hurley flicks it on. Dervin now and Power battling. The two of them are quite the battling so far. The ball is still not going to play. It's McDonald who runs into David Hurley, and now Dervin has found space, whips it in first time back towards the edge area. Good challenge comes in. Looks like Carlo Sullivan was trying to get his boot on that. Now Vincent Borden, a scuffed little effort from the outside of the area, ball bounced in front of him. He saw a couple of blue shirts, had to take a swing of that, but it's no trouble at all to Sam Sargent. Wasim is being made wait here as well. It looks like it is the Galway management, the trio, John Coffey, Lolly Horgan and Chris Callaby, who are having very deep conversation. Looks like there's another goal. No, Wasim is waiting, in fact. He's putting the bib back on as Kasim is under pressure. He's fouled there as well. Bernie, maybe whispered, but I'm not sure what some of the lads in front of us are watching here. It was a blatant pull of the shirt to a free out, and they're going up and down as if someone's robbed their community money.
You're the home crowd. There's some license for that, but good to see that it's a free to Galway, and Clark will be directing his distribution of the football for the fun players. Again, there is that delay about Wasim coming in. It's interesting to see the reason for Sam. He's fit and ready to go for the last 5 minutes.
Long ball now up towards the house, headed away. Will it make its way for a throw? There's 10 minutes to go here in the RC. It's still scoreless. See, Castile United put the pressure on. And Niall O'Keefe was under pressure here, right back position. He's scampered away. He's trying to get a ricochet. He boots it down the line. It's going to hang up in the air. And there's Killian Bruder with a big boot from behind. Gets the football back. Now goes towards Rob Slevin. He has to be careful. No nonsense. Just horses it down the line and puts it into lane two. And still Wazim. Looks like he's put the bib on. He's going down to her left-hand side. It's a strange one, that. It looks like he was ready to go there for a couple of moments.
And well, certainly Stephen Walsh has worked his socks off all evening. But one player who's really come into the game, stormed into it in a decisive fashion, has been Killian Bruder. And you give every credit also to Conor McCormack. They've been brilliant for Galway.
There is David Hurley. I'm not quite sure what that decision is about. Didn't see that one myself. The ball was right in front of us here on the halfway line. They come in together of bodies, nothing else. It looked like it was good skill from David Hurley, got the ball away, but Paul Norton has seen something differently and given a free here to the home side, and that allows them to the gauge to get up towards the edge of the area. It will be McDonald. This looks like he's going to swing this one long, and that he does. Boots it over towards the back post. Headed away there by Killian Bruder. Hit it back with interest by Burke. It bounces a couple of times. And there is Brendan Clark just to take it in his stride. Now he boots it long. This will be dangerous. It's over towards Walshy on the right-hand side. Good touch from Walshy. Takes it up. Plays the ball infield towards O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan now in the inside right position. Gets towards the edge of the area. O'Sullivan, he's crossed though. It's blocked by Burke. Will O'Sullivan wait for it to go out? He does. And United with a throw on the edge of the area on the right-hand side. Killian Bruder, who launched in one a couple of moments ago, is making his way over towards that right-hand side. It's in front of the United supporters. The Maroon Army are in full voice here in amongst the 2,500 plus people in situ here in the RSC.
That was some ball by the Brendan Clark for Stephen Walsh, though. He was from his own six-yard box right down to Stephen.
Killian Bruder launches the one in around the house. It breaks now towards Dervin. Dervin's shot is blocked. It's scrambled up, hooked over the bar by David Hurley, but it came off a water of a player out for another corner from the home side. It almost broke up. The boos will tell you that Wazim is ready. He is going to be coming on here in the coming seconds, and this is a bold move, Bernie, because he's taken off Vince Borden. This is all out attack now from John Caulfield.
Absolutely. I think there's a Denker. We got a version of Falcherashko Port Lariga from the Waterford supporter. Pissed not to translate what they're actually calling him, or we'll leave
it's
that.
It's not quite past the watershed yet. But Wazim now is in. Can he get a big goal? Can a big moment? He's parked in on the penalty spot at the moment as United take their corner, the third of the game. It's an in-swinger from David Hurley. It's a good ball in. It goes over the head of Stephen Walsh. He was inches away from that one. And in the end, it just goes through the lot. That wasn't a million miles away.
No. And, good to see United on the front foot. Interesting to see now. Dervin is certainly making his point as ever since his inclusion. Let's see what Wazim can do with Stephen in a two up front role.
Yeah, it looks like the old Mike Bassett. No more than some of the supporters in front of it will paraphrase it, but it's 4-4-2 it seems now.
Yeah.
From Galway United, Wazim has joined Stephen Walsh up top. First though, defending to do, a sergeant boots this one up into the high, up towards halfway line. Up go the bodies of Stephen Walsh, who clatters a Dervin and McCormack out of the way there as well. McCormack looked half vexed there because he's clattered by his own teammate. Oh, beautiful piece of skill there from Grant Norton. Now he's put the ball down towards the left hand side. Enzu has more defending to do. It's a substitute still going, trying to attack down the left hand side. Enzu has to stand up and be careful. Shot comes in. Does it take a ricochet? No, it's out in the full, and good defending again. Enzu has gone crazy there, having a little bit of a debate. Another change is about to be taking place here as the clock shows 5 minutes of normal time left here in the RSC. It's scoreless. But I dare you, and I bid you to try and get a winner of this. We hope it's Maroon anywhere.
It could go anywhere, but certainly, people talk about games without goals, but this is certainly not a game without incident and not a game without endeavour. And, a great deal to recommend it.
So the change takes place here, and it's Conor Evans who has been introduced here, and he replaces Asamoah. So that's both wingers now replaced. Fresh blood on both sides from Keith Long as he tries to get a late winner. United do the same, introducing Wazim, Ed Dervin, and then Kasim was an early substitution. Long ball up. It's flicked on by Walshy. O'Sullivan has the ball. He just can't get there. It'll be out for a corner. It, like time, nearly broke still there as the ball broke from the flick on by Walshy. And just Carlo Sullivan. I'd say his eyes lit up. It fell beautifully for him, but out for a corner, United, the maroon shirts.
Well, it was again like Ken's Clark's deliveries are just impeccable. That from the goal kick on to Stephen's head, lovely back header, putting the man through. And O'Sullivan just hadn't had any luck this evening, but he's played with great heart and perseverance.
Goals starting to flow now for the reigning champions. Shamrock Rovers now lead Sligo by 3-0. Still Derry 2-1 up on a draw at United, and Bohemians a similar scoreline advantage over Shelburne. Here though, it's scoreless, and it's McCormack with United's fourth corner of the game. United swarmed in around the goal mouth. There's a box in on the edge of the area. They're pushed up. Waterford, everybody inside the penalty area, nearly most of those are in on top of their goal as well. Referee Paul Norton is just trying to delay things even further by having a bit of a nonsense lecture here with Wasim and one of the Waterford players. Wasim has just landed and walked back in and parked himself in top of the goal here as we wait the team captain's delivery in around the house. The clock is getting closer. 41 minutes gone here in the second half. It's a ping towards the near post, headed out for another corner. That's 5 now on the tally from United. Just tried to chip wedge it in towards the near post. All of a sudden the ball buys. Maybe Damian Deasy would try and come back in a former life and give one an old fashioned ringer up the backside. Another player, a ball boy, does come and bring one out, and we wait take two here again from McCormack. Bodies swarmed in again. It's throw a blanket over the pretty much both teams in on top of the goalkeeper. It's a similar position. It's flicked on. It's up in the air. Dervin is there. Can he get the ball? It breaks away. Dervin gets a ricochet. Insua now will tidy things up. United swarm back in towards the goal. It'll be a big ink swinger from Insua. Up it goes to the bodies. This ball, bodies and shirts everywhere in the end. The referee just gives a free out. If in doubt, very hard to call an infringement one way or the other. Killian Bruder is the one player that gets clattered the most on the bottom of that pile, but I think the referee in that situation just takes the handy approach and always gives a free out.
Yeah, indeed. But Killian is in the thick of everything. His own box, the fair box, and he's really done well this evening, as is his partner. And there's lots to recommend in the United performances. But Dervin has certainly got a bit of fire at the end of it. He's switching wings now with Carlo Sullivan, so let's see how that works out.
Yeah, big goal in Weavers Park there as well. It's a player that scored a goal here in the playoff last season for Athlone. Franz Piero has made it 2-2 between Drogheda and Derry City. And the rest of the games remain the same as it is here, as the clock now shows 2 minutes of normal time left. Still scoreless. This game, though, can still swing either way. Will there be a late moment of magic? We had Francis Lombardo through a crowd last season to snatch a draw to keep that unbelievable run going. It's the home supporters right in front of us who are getting up on their feet. They're watching up. Kazim take a throw as we watch over the crowd. The ball ricochets infield, tidied up Mike McDonald. McDonald boots along. McCormack is there up towards Stephen Walsh. Beautiful flick over towards Dervin. On turn now for Wasim. Wait, the booze. Wasim takes it on the edge of the area. Plays the ball down and Dervin's clattered. And this will be a big free. It'll be a yellow card here. And Burke is off. He's the second yellow of the game, and Waterford will be down to 10 players for the last couple of moments, a minute and a half. The left full has shown his second yellow of the game. So now comes the swing of play. A set piece here from United and a man extra, and that was just going to happen the way Burke was flying into challenges there.
Indeed, yeah, but a little bit of sympathy for him. I don't think at this stage of the game it'll affect things too much. Not on that card, maybe for the first card, but... you know, we won't waste too much energy on that. United in a good position.
So, all important set piece here, as the clock shows less than a minute of normal time left here in the RSC. This game is delicately poised as we climb up on stools and chairs, trying to get over the crowd here as well, and try and get a view here at Sam Sargent's goal. It's a big moment of the game. Can we get a breakthrough? It's taken short. Hardy's going to swing it. Back and recycle towards McCormack. McCormack takes a touch. He's going to have to try and dig out across. He does. Goes out for a corner. United will stay down that end of the pitch here. Corner number 6. That set piece, cleverly as it designed as it was, just didn't really come off. Instead, it's an old-fashioned corner here as well. United continue. Everyone in around the house. The 10 players of Waterford are in a similar position here as well. The last one was a free out after a bit of messing in the area. And now it's David Hurley from the right-hand side. putting his hand out, encourages United to go a little bit deeper towards the edge of the area. Walsh has gone out towards that. He's going to run in towards the goal. 5 minutes of additional time. In goes the ball. Sergeant make a mess of it. Not a best touch in the world by Dervin, as it almost broke to the substitute. Kasim now takes a heavy touch as well. It forces United backwards. Now, as the 5 minutes are just started, scoreless, United have stayed forward. They want to try and edge out a winner here. Clark now, deep inside his own half, bombs the ball up long, up towards Killian Brown. He gets a flick on that and is into Sargent. He rolls on the football, and now we'll imagine he'll be in no rush whatsoever as he try to take the sting out of this here. But United have to be sensible now, but they need to go for it at the same time, if I can contradict myself.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of a balance in that, but you haven't come so far. You should be going home with a point at any rate, but it's a dangerous time.
So we're almost up to one of the 5 minutes played. Boole bouted long up towards Wasim. It's just going to skip off the surface into the goalkeeper's hands again. And he's certainly going to take his time here. He played one of the five. Still scoreless. Can United get a little bit of late drama here in the RSC? A point wouldn't be the worst result in the world. Sargent is taking his full allocation. Up, he bombs it up and towards the air, spins up. David Hurley gets his head in it, puts it back towards the goal. Now is a bit of a swing in there between Stephen Walsh and then Walshy. He's punished there for a challenge on Ben McCormick. Looked like he might have been fouled initially. Keith Long is out jumping up and down, bellowing instructions here as well as he tries to restructure his now 10-man team. Will they go forward from this set piece? It looks like they're going to push up a little bit. Anyways, from it, United with a very, very high line here as they try and condense and squeeze the pitch up. It will be a ball just inside their own half, dead central. And Lee, the team captain, puts a straight ball up towards Killian Browder, who heads it away. Now Carroll of Sullen takes it. Now bombs it forward up towards Wasim. Wasim wins his header. Now he's going to try and charge down. The header is going to go out of touch, and it will be a throw here for the home side. And they look like they're just trying to wind it down, understandably enough.
Indeed, but you know, it's there for anybody, and we've seen enough football in our time to know that Gurfeidule rode a bit Thorlu.
Ball down the line, up towards Almond. We haven't seen a lot of him, and we've certainly seen loads of Conor McCormick. He's been absolutely everywhere. Gets clattered, jumps up on his feet straight away, grabs the football, almost pushes a couple of players out of the way, wants to take an extra couple of yards when he's rightfully told to get back a yard or two. So from the left hand side, as the Waterford player tries to kill a bit of time by standing in front of him, United push forward again on the edge of the area on the right hand side. Kasim is giving that option down the left, and Kasim gets it. Now needs a good ball in. Kasim steps on it, spins it backwards towards McCormick, similar position to where he was, then reverses it down towards Kasim, left hand side of the area. Can he get a good cross on? He's going to dribble now towards David Hurley into the area. Hurley drives it across, but Sargent is able just to take a little bit of control on the football. Had it been cut back a yard or two, it would have been interesting.
Well, there's a throw that infuriates kind of regular Galway United footballers, that John Caulfield's and Nolly Horgan's team are direct, and that there's, you know, it's old style and simplistic, but the quality of that move there was, you know, textbook stuff, a really superb football, and it's only true football people that could fashion it and imagine it. And it was a great effort by David Hurley to win it at the death.
2.5 have been played now, as the home side now get the ball back, but McCormick wins it back yet again. His pass though isn't the best in the world, and Stevie Walshy has the ball taken off his toe. Now comes the home side coming flying forward. A Dervin leans into a Waterford player over on that right hand side, and now he's been shown a yellow card. The Waterford player is down, and it's a dangerous set piece just outside the area on the edge on the left hand side, as the referee just puts the notebook away.
And, he nearly leave it out, Jonathan, because he's hardly put it back since the second half started.
Yeah, well, there's that in it as well. And so here comes a set piece. It's about 25 yards out on the left-hand side. Four-man United wall as they try and close out this. And a bit of defending all of a sudden to do from United. There's about 40 seconds of normal time left, so this will pretty much be it. The wind blows the ball off its marked spot. It's like NFL here at the moment. They're winding down the clock just to the last moment and trying to take the one last shot at goal. Will there be a late twist here in the RSC? We watch on as United look like they're going to swarm this one. It's a decent shot. It just flashes past the post. Brendan Clark, in fact, had to dive blast on the right-hand side, get a touch out. And Clarkey shows his experience and class yet again.
Well, he saved us in the first half, and he certainly saved us there. What's defending to do as ever here with Rawlford in the corner on their left-hand side.
Carl O'Sullivan, who was standing forward, has been encouraged to get back as well. Corner from the home side. They're down to 10 men, but it matters not at the moment. The time is up. This will be the last play of the game. It's an in-swinger from the left-hand side. Up go the bodies, and there it is, headed away by David Hurley, and there is the full-time whistle here at the RSC. It's finished scoreless. It's a point apiece. Both sides have fought very, very hard for that valuable point.
Well, if all scoreless draws were like that, you could always make starts in the argument that you don't really need goals, because this was a game that had great incident, great passion, two football teams, and the evenings didn't favour, you know, slow, methodical football because there was such a zip on the ground and the grass. But it was a fine game, and every credit for United for coming, you know, setting their stall out in a positive fashion, looking for the 3 points. It didn't matter, but that's a point that they won't have to earn the season once again. And, you know, I'm full of admiration for them. I think it's a great time for Galway soccer, and nothing that I saw this evening will persuade me otherwise. These are very, very special times, and we look forward to the next instalment against Shelbourne a week tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Before that, the women's side hosting Bohemians on Saturday as well. There'll be hopefully a big crowd down to that. But here, as the Galway United players make their way over towards the travelling Maroon Army to thank them from their way down, a big thank you to Bernie as well for joining us here on commentary. It's been a lively game, Darren, but both sides go home with a point each. Full time here at the RSC. Galway United 0, Waterford 0.
You're listening to Over the Line on Galway Bay FM, the sporting sound of Galway.